broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I'm looking at the desk and finally Suzanne bombs up and I'm like looking at her badge and immediately writing her name
down. Of course.
When is enough enough? And are, when are we going to be willing to say, you know, some things just aren't...
Okay, dude. I've had so much trouble because they've been getting like these...
For some time, I've had a growing conviction that Congress is not operating as it should.
Jews are good with money.
You blew it!
Famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And an Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass trip through the news, the issues, and maybe even why you think the way you do. Coming up this hour, Family Guy mocks Sarah Palin's mentally disabled kid. Plus, later on in our program, Olympic skater Johnny Weir gets threats from anti-fur activists. And we'll have as well Dr. Ron Turner back on. Next hour, we'll talk the global climate change story. It gets weirder and weirder. But this hour, we will discuss the story that has a lot of people talking, and it spans yet again a couple of worlds, the world of entertainment and the world of politics. And it is a little dull. It's getting, you know, that, again, it has something to do with Palin and the entertainment industry, quote-unquote, making fun of her or, you know, finding some heavy-ass point to make, you know, with regard to who she is or how she sees things or how uptight she is or whatever. Family Guy, which is a TV show, an animated show, that is produced by a man named Seth MacFarlane, just so you know who the principal is there behind the show, allegedly mocked Palin's Down syndrome son. So we're going to talk about that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And to that end, by the way, do we have Bob Green coming on? We do. Bob Green from Fraser Foods will be talking with us. He had an incident at one of his stores where this word retard was used. 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show can be viewed as well as listened to on our website, philhendryshow.com. I am told, I am informed, I am given to understand that the redesign of our website, we're going to be debuting that very, very soon, including a news feed that we're very excited about. A chat feature that will go along with our video cast that you guys can be a part of if you are a subscriber. So get over there right now and get ready for some of these great things that we've got coming up here on our website, philhendryshow.com. The number is 877-876-PHIL. We will be getting to Robert Green of Fraser Foods here in just a moment. But first off, the story as it goes, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is continuing to use her high profile to bring attention to instances of misuse of the word retarded and disparaging portrayals of the mentally challenged. Fox Network's animated show Family Guy appeared to mock Palin's Down syndrome son in an episode broadcast on Sunday. A female character with Down syndrome makes comparisons to Mrs. Palin's 22-month-old son, Trigg. In the episode, the New York Daily News reported, quote, well, we don't have to listen to the Daily News reporting it. We can listen to the actual clips. Here is a clip from Family Guy. A mentally retarded character goes on a date with Chris, played by Seth Green.
Well, I'm glad we're finally going out, Ellen. I've really liked you for a long time.
Hey, what the hell you think you're doing?
Sitting down?
Get up and pull my chair out for me.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's better. You're gonna be this rude all evening? You haven't asked me anything about myself.
So what do your parents do?
That's better. My dad's an accountant, and my mom is the former governor of Alaska.
Oh, that's cool.
It's real cool. Now get up, come over here, and give me a shoulder massage.
Okay.
Somebody's laughing. I guarantee someone somewhere is laughing. Maybe he works for NBC or Fox or whatever network this is. I know that you wish that everybody thought it was NBC, Fox, but they probably don't. Here is a clip. Dylan Radigan. Why are we playing this? This guy is such a pain in the ass, this Dylan Radigan. Anyway, here is Dylan Radigan implying Palin is a hypocrite for being employed by Fox News. Hey, Radigan, do you have to do twists, flips, and turns, man, to toe the MSNBC editorial line? And can't you once just say, yeah, you know, Fox, they got their head up their ass? Or you got to somehow turn it so Palin's a turd?
Palin firing back at Prince on Facebook, calling it a kick in the gut. Her son has Down syndrome, and we understand the panel will be angry at the network for a dig at her family. But then again, if Palin really wanted to make a statement, she would reject her paycheck from Fox and remove herself from the network, wouldn't she?
Yeah, but then you would have removed yourself from MSNBC one of the many times they chewed your ass for something you did that I assume you believed in there, Dilligan. Dilligan, that's a good name for him, isn't it? Dilligan?
Yeah, like Dilligan.
Dilligan's Island. Be sure to watch Dilligan's Island with Dylan Radigan. Anyway, here on the O'Reilly Factor, Sarah Palin reacts to the Family Guy scene.
This world is full of cruel, cold-hearted people who would do such a thing. Look, I look at Trig, and I see perfection. I see a precious little child already toddling around. You can see that he has a heart of gold. I also can see into the future that Trig is going to have a pretty tough, challenging life in front of him. He's going to face things as special needs children will be facing, much more difficult than we ever will. So why make it tougher on the special needs community? That's what I thought when I first heard about this this episode that really isn't funny.
All right, joining us is Robert Greene from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Bob, you told me that Mr. McFarland occasionally comes in there?
On occasion, we see Seth McFarland in here with his family. He's a nice man. I don't have any personal problem with him. I'd rather not talk about him.
No, I just thought it was interesting. What happened at your store where this became kind of a personal issue for you, the term retard, the idea that people are mocking retarded people?
Well, we've got a young man that works bagging groceries for us, and his name is David. David is a young guy who's just learning the job of bagging groceries, and he's just learning the job of being an all-around bagger, box boy, shelf stocker. I called him a retard one day when he was putting eggs at the bottom of the bag, as everybody knows. Now, let me tell you why that's perfectly acceptable, even though I had a woman who was standing in one of the lines take exception to it, and she was very vocal about it, and I was and embarrassed me. And it's my feeling still that she had no business.
Is this boy David retarded?
Hold on for a minute. No, he is not. And this is the point I want to make. So hold the line. When we use people who are in business, people who are, if you've ever seen this man, Art Laffer, he's a former Reagan economic advisor. Have you ever seen this man?
Art Laffer, he's a short guy, right? And he has thick brown hair?
Exactly. If you look at Art Laffer, he looks like, and sometimes even sounds like, a retard. I can call Art Laffer, the Reagan economic advisor, a retard, because he is. I called David a retard because he isn't. He looks like one, and he sounds like one. Now, the difference is very clear, and I don't know why it is that Governor Palin. Why Governor Palin needs to make an issue out of this, she should get a life. Everyone knows that when you call someone a retard, it's because they look like one and they sound like one, but they are not one themselves. And you never, ever call a retarded or emotionally or developmentally disabled person a retard. So this is a non-issue that is being used to begin the baby steps toward 2012, and a possible run at the White House. Now, I think personally, it is, I think it's a pretty strange way to get your presidential aspirations off the mat by making an issue out of someone who takes a look at a guy like, I don't know, Alan Combs, for instance, and say that Alan Combs is a retard. Why? Because he looks like one and sounds like one, but he isn't one.
All right, when you say he looks like one and sounds like one, but he isn't one, you're saying that a so-called retard looks a certain way.
No, I'm not, because you never, ever call a developmentally disabled person a retard. The only time you ever use that term, can you close that door? The only time you ever use that term, Phil, is when you're talking about somebody that is not developmentally disabled. And they have to look like someone that's developmentally disabled. So it's a very specific...
Well, what does that mean? What does it mean they got to look like one?
I think I just gave an example. Alan Combs. I gave another example, Art Laffer. I can give you another example. I think... well, people are going to think I'm picking on him because of his politics. But I've always felt that Bill Maher looks a little, you know, or...
Well, I don't know what you mean. But the fact is... You're saying that the use of the word retard, as far as you go, is not offensive.
Well, okay, here, Glenn Beck. And I agree with Glenn Beck. I like everything he says, but he looks like one of these pudgy, overweight, or these big retards that they said in that movie, you know, you don't ever want to get in a wrestling match with one, you know. You don't ever want to get in a wrestling match with one.
But Bob, it sounds to me like you're saying everything but. You're saying that Glenn Beck looks like one, that Glenn Beck sounds like one, but he isn't one, and so it's not offensive to call him one.
It's not offensive to call him one, because it doesn't even mean what we think it means anymore. Let me put it to you this way. To call someone a retard is to say that they look unusual and sound unusual. Glenn Beck, Art Laffer, you know, I give it Alan Combs, I could give you Bill Maher, even, you know, some of these guys. And people who are developmentally disabled, it's got nothing to do with them being, they're not retarded and they're not retards. A retard is someone who looks unusual and sounds unusual.
And they're not really developmentally disabled?
No, there's not developmentally disabled. So what's going on here really, Phil, is Sarah Palin ought to get a life, and she ought to find another way of launching her 2012 presidential aspiration. Then coming up with this unbelievably concocted and contrived bit of outrage and faux indignance. Nobody's calling her kid a retard. What the Seth MacFarlane with a Family Guy, they were saying that the girl that guy was out with was fat and had her eyes were too close together.
Well, you know, he never in that episode calls the girl that word retard.
Well, no, but she sounded like one anyway. Is she? No.
How do you know all of this?
Well, I just because Mr. McFarland's come in the store, I've asked, you know, I feel like I know him and how he thinks, and I'm sure that that's what he would say. But Sarah Palin takes the word retard way too personally. We're not talking about her kid. We would suggest that she gets a life. No one cares about her contrived concern over the word retard. It doesn't mean what she thinks it does, what she thinks it do.
All right. Well, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show, talking here with Robert Green from Fraser Foods on this entire episode with regard to the word retard. And then, of course, we have Sarah Silverman, who is using it over and over and over again in one of her stand-up acts, the purpose of which is to sort of take the sting out of the word. Mr. Green is here saying that the word retard is... So the word retard's acceptable.
Say that again, Phil.
The word retard is acceptable?
Well, I think it's acceptable because you're not... When you say someone's a retard, you're saying they look on you, they look odd, and they don't sound very bright. But that's not a disabled person.
And Sarah Palin ought to get a life, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Is it okay, folks, to use the word retarded or retard when referring to people who say stupid things? Your calls with Bob Green next are number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You know what I mean, don't you?
Phil Henry.
Famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. On the line, Robert Green from Fraser Foods, as we talk about this word retard, which has created controversy over the last, I guess, weekend. Sarah Palin's son, Trigg, who seemingly was mocked in a Family Guy episode. We also have Sarah Silverman using the word in their stand-up act. And you have said clearly here, Mr. Green, that Sarah Palin needs to get a life.
I know it sounds powerful, but no one is calling her son Trigg a retard. In fact, if you are trying to keep attention off of your child as unusual, I don't know whether or not, you know, giving the name Trigg to a child is the most effective thing to do. Now, The other thing.
Well, let's not make fun of the kid's name, okay? That was not.
I'm not making fun of the kid. I'm making fun of the parent that would give a child the name Trigg, knowing he already is walking into this world with one foot in it.
One foot in it, meaning.
Meaning that the child is developmentally disabled.
All right.
Now, I would never say that Trigg is developmentally disabled. I said that, for instance, Sarah Palin's husband, Todd, looks like a retard because he has an unusual look. His eyes are a little close together. I'll give an example. I told you Seth MacFarlane comes in here. He has one of his kids. I think it's his daughter. And I kidded with him about it. I said, look at the little retard. And he laughs because none of his kids are developmentally disabled, but his daughter has a really strange look, almost like a walleye look that is very disquieting.
You're talking about a child here?
One of Mr. McFarland's children, yeah.
All right, 877-876. You know, it's very difficult for me to hear anybody say that a child looks disquieting, you know?
No, I understand, Mr. Henry, but I'm saying she's perfectly healthy. She's a normal child. She just looks, her appearance is disturbing, is all.
Her appearance is disturbing. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. This is Perry. Go ahead, Perry. You're on with Robert Greene.
Hey, I'm driving home tonight and listening to this, and I'm floored. Bob, I tell you what, your parents, you better be glad your parents named you Bob so you can spell your name either way, because you're so ignorant. It burns me up to hear this.
Wait a minute. You apparently don't understand anything I'm saying, if you're upset. I'm not calling anybody a retard. I'm saying they look like one.
It doesn't matter. I've got a couple of family members.
Why doesn't it matter? Tell me why it doesn't matter.
For you to just sit there and call people retards? And just the
they're not retarded. They're not. They just look like one, and they sound like one.
You're ignorant to this whole thing. It's unbelievable.
All you've been saying since you came on the phone is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, and you haven't given me a reason why. I'm giving you I'm giving well thought out points.
If you say that someone looks like something, Bob, well, then you're saying that something exists.
I'm saying in the minds of people like this gentleman here, Perry, he knows. If I say to him that somebody looks like a retard, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm not talking about anybody that's got a problem. If I said to Perry he looks like one, he may be angry, but I'm not calling him one. I'm saying he looks like one.
Well, it's very childish. It's very childish.
The whole thing was the whole, and I don't even have a dog in the hunt with Sarah Palin or anything, but the whole thing is that is.
Well, she's making a big deal out of nothing.
No. What? No, she's not. She's not. She's protecting her family. You know, if you had a family member that had a it just kills me.
Let me ask you a question. If Sarah Palin wants to protect her family, why did she name her son Trigg? I don't understand how that.
Why are you even going there? That doesn't even matter what name
named
her child.
You're not giving me any reason, so I have to think you're sticking up for Sarah.
I'll tell you what.
You think she's hot. You think she's hot and you want to nail
her.
It has nothing to do with it, man.
Well, they want to give you some reason.
It's people and the ignorance like you that's the reason our country's where it's at. Period.
Our country's doing very well, sir.
You're ignorant. Period. Bill,
you can say that. You can say that all you want, but I can tell you this.
You're coming on a radio show because you want to nail Sarah Palin. Bob.
All right.
Bob.
Can you spell your name both ways?
Bob. You're ignorant.
Can you spell your name both ways, Perry? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. All right, Perry, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. That gentleman is flustered.
Obviously he's flustered, but you can't be flustered and not know what it is you want to say. And unfortunately, I had to show him up for the... You're not going to want me to say this, for the retard that he is.
Oh, no, see, no, because you said looks like as well as sounds like.
Well,
what does that mean?
Well, you heard the guy. Do I have to... Oh, okay, you're right. He looks normal. Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll be back. 877-876-PHIL. More of your calls next on the Sarah Palin Phil retard and- issue.
Tard. What a tard.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're on here with Robert Green from Fraser Foods. This discussion about whether the word retard means something or something else, the fact that it's being used by Sarah Silverman Fine, she's talking to an adult audience, the fact that there is mockery of disabled or quote-unquote developmentally disabled or retarded people on Family Guy is disturbing to me because it doesn't sound like it's real satire.
What do you mean it doesn't sound like satire?
I have always been taught, you know, from my very earliest days as a writer, that satire, the target of satire, should never be something that is sympathetic. The target of your satire should be someone or something that we all want to laugh at. When you target a so-called retarded person, like Family Guy did with that episode, it isn't funny.
Well, I don't know. Seth MacFarlane, it seems to me, Mr. Henry, doesn't need satire lessons from you.
I'm not saying that he does, sir. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I can tell you it's not funny.
Wait. You're saying that Family Guy isn't funny. Fox just turned over $100 million to that guy. And you're saying Family Guy isn't funny.
I mean, no, I didn't say that. I said that bit isn't funny. And I'm not the only one that thinks so. If you don't believe me, you can talk to the guys that write for South Park. You can talk to a lot of people.
Oh, right, South Park. They did a movie, but...
When's Family Guy going to come out with their big movie? They got to come out with one, right?
They will. And I'll tell you something else, Mr. Henry. I think it is wrong for you to assume. I told you that Seth MacFarlane has a daughter that looks like... You don't want me to say it.
I don't like a kid being described as disturbing looking.
But she's not actually the word that you don't want to use.
Good. That's fine. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. We're talking about this whole Family Guy, the mockery of this boy Trig Palin, as well as just the word retard. Here is Savannah in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Savannah, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm not sure
yes.
how old this gentleman is. He sounds in his mid. I'm not sure. Anyways, at only 25 years old.
I'm in my mid-40s.
Okay, and so at only 25 years old, just listening to you, your comments are completely ignorant, completely childish. You obviously have a certain image in mind when you're saying that someone looks like a retard. You point out close together eyes, pudginess. You have a certain image in mind that you're aiming at.
But I'm saying that, you know, look, I happen to be a very wealthy man. I've built a grocery chain. So before you start just dismissing me as...
Well, what is that?
I got a lot of money.
That has nothing to do with anything,
well,
whether you're poor or rich.
I'll give an example. I'll give an example of what I mean. If I asked you out, you'd probably go out with me just because of my money.
You don't know that. What's that?
Your comments are completely ignorant. You don't know
a lot.
Well,
at least you'd listen to me. You'd listen to what I was saying.
Let me finish real quick. So if you think someone looks funny or that someone is stupid, you'll say you look funny or you're stupid. You don't say you look like a retard or you sound like a retard. Use that word. There's absolutely no use for that word.
Right.
The word's
changed. That's what you say. You don't say you look like a retard or you sound like a retard.
No, the meaning of the word has changed, though, is what I'm saying. So it no longer means developmentally disabled person. It means someone that has an unusual look to their face or maybe their neck.
And in your mind, that's what it means. In your mind, that's what it means.
What does it mean to you?
When anyone refers to a retard, you do think of someone who's developmentally challenged. And you shouldn't go around...
I don't.
Think
I think
like
of
a retard.
C. doesn't that make me better than you? Because I don't. I think of someone who has an unusual looking eye. The eyes aren't quite, they don't match. And they sound stupid when they talk.
Okay, Bob.
But that's in your word. I mean, who are you to say that someone looks funny either? Everyone has their own perception of what looks good and what doesn't. So just because you think someone looks funny does not mean they do. Do you look perfect? Are you a perfect person?
Well, no,
innocent child looks funny is just ridiculous. This is an innocent child that cannot defend themselves against a 40-year-old.
No. I said Seth MacFarlane's daughter. Seth is the guy that does Family Guy, and he comes into our store, and he made fun of Palin's kid, and it's all in good fun because his own daughter looks very disturbing when she turns her head a certain way.
What does that mean, man? Disturbing.
Oh, God.
What a thing to say about a little child. What a thing to say about a child.
Oh, now, hold on. All right, now, your children, I bet you they're gorgeous kids, too, because you, I bet you
they're
anything they're gorgeous.
They're absolutely gorgeous to me.
Right.
And I would,
so
if anyone ever said they looked funny, or because I named them a certain name, that I was bringing them into the world to be made fun of, that's ridiculous. I could name my child Orange, and he should still not be.
Are your children, let me just ask you, are they disquieting? Have they given people cause to feel disquieted?
What are you talking about, man?
Whether they are or not.
If
I had a child who had challenges, that doesn't matter.
Exactly.
No matter what.
The idea, Bob, that you keep wanting to go to this place.
No, I'm not going to. I'm wondering what it is that Palin. This is a very flimsy thing to get a 2012 presidential run going on because somebody said the trick, looks funny.
How do you know she's running for president? Do you know that for a fact? For you to keep making
not at all.
All
she just, you're right. She just published a book, and she's on every TV show that'll book her. But she's not running for president.
Wow.
You're kidding, right?
Okay. This is, Bob, the fact of the matter is the word is offensive. For you to say looks like and acts like, then that means there is something that is comparable in your mind.
Yeah,
and so we have a situation. Yeah, you have an image. So if you say that, for instance, Seth MacFarlane's daughter looks unusual.
And by the way, I think that's great of Seth to have a kid that looks like that and also make fun of them. So it shows that he has guts.
It shows that he has guts what? Because his... All right. 877-876-4. Savannah, thank you for your call. And let's move on to Josh on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876. Phil, go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, I just have to say I agree with the last caller 110%. I'm not sure what Mr. Green's standards of the word retard is. Who's to say of an opinion of what looks like a retard?
Well, that's a good point. But I would say I'm sure you would agree with me when you look at a guy like, let's say, Alan Combs on Fox News Channel. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't he look odd?
But who's to say you don't look like a retard then?
Well, no, but I'm just asking somebody that you and I know, doesn't he look like he's missing a chromosome or something like that?
You know something, this
I'm
is
not
not
sure,
the first
I'm not
time.
I'm sure what a retard looks like. What does that look like?
What does Alan Combs look like? That's what
that word shouldn't even have
like.
To be used to describe someone.
It's an antiquated word, Bob. It's like Pollock. It's like all of these words.
I think that we give words too much power.
And your employees that you work for, when they make mistakes, you down them and call them retards and things like that?
Yeah, but they're not, see? If I say, Davey, you retard, for all I know, he gets an A in trigonometry or something. I don't know.
How do you know they won't take offense to that?
How do you know that they aren't really developmentally disabled?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Exactly.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, I wouldn't if I... You know something? This is very unfair.
Yeah, you came right out and admitted I wouldn't hire them. All right. Thank you very much for your call, Josh. I would only say to you, Bob, that the idea, the prejudicial attitudes that you are expressing on my program this evening, I find to be disquieting, as opposed to the way some little kid looks. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Father McQuarters. Father James McQuarters, how are you, sir?
I feel very well this evening. I wanted to weigh in on the topic this evening, if I could.
Go ahead.
During Mass, when we have a moment, I'm giving a homily, Oh, could you have your caller speak up? I can't understand him. During Mass, when we were giving the homily, a lot of times you'll hear a poor child who has autism in the back, you know.
Right.
And they make a noise. Now, I've got a tape recording here. I don't know. Hey, did you hear that? What the hell was that?
Hold on. From what was that, Father?
That's the child. And for this little, you know, drink of water to come on your program and to make fun of God's helpless creatures like this. What was that you just played? That was an autistic child.
What? Is that a recording?
Yes, it was. And it doesn't bother you, huh? You know, if you want to eat the phone, friend. I'm trying to get up the phone.
All right, hold the line. One guy at a time. Father McQuarters, are you saying that that was, in point of fact, an autistic child during Mass?
No, that was not an actual... That was Father Staley who was... He was recreating it.
It was Father Staley recreating what?
That was Father Staley recreating a moment in Mass on Sunday with an autistic child. Yeah, I'll do it again. Father? Yeah, hey! Thank you. See, that's what it is. Well, Phil, I think that that's outrageous for this guy with a turned-around collar to come on your program. Hey. What's that?
All right, thank you very much, Father. I don't need anybody calling in with recreations. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Daniel in Raleigh, North Carolina on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, sir. I just want to make this one quick point. Basically,
yes, sir.
I think it's unfair for him to rechange the meaning of a word such as retard. How would it be if I was to go around and use the N-word and say I have a totally different meaning for it, but everybody else has the same meaning? Does that make sense?
I think if you can do that, do it. I think we need to take all of the Eton away from these words and make them. I would suggest, and I don't know how successful you'll be, but to go out, use the N-word, and tell people you have a different meaning for it.
Oh yeah, right. Like that's going to happen.
Well, you know what? I'm encouraging him. I think we need to take these words back. I really do. And I can only tell you, sir, as a joke one day, and I mentioned this to Phil, there was a lady that came into our store, and she had a little boy who had Down syndrome. And I made a joke. I said, "Do you want to know where the Mongo Chow is?" And she laughed, and that was that. You see, people...
What do you mean, the Mongo Chow?
I said I had the big bags of it.
And she laughs. She's got a child with Down syndrome.
She thought it was very amusing, yeah. So I would say that, you know, we get a little too politically correct. And just as that priest, you know, he had that father recreating the sound of someone wailing in the back of a church. I would just as soon cure the problem and not have to even worry about the problem.
So well,
don't have
sir.
To worry about... The word retard. I'm looking
say,
at Glenn Beck.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
all
no,
I gotta say, sir,
Beck, right?
is if you were to call any African American person an N-word and say you have a different meaning for it, sir, your face is
right.
gonna get rearranged, and that's just stupid.
By what
because
is,
retard can't rearrange your face or physically call harm to you doesn't mean that you should be able to call these people retards.
Well,
and
if I called a woman, for instance, the C-word. And she's going to do something to my face. Maybe that's not a bad thing. And
all right. Thanks very much for your call. Thank you, Mr. Green. Thank you. 877, if I called a woman a C word. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Later on in the program, Dr. Ron Tarner may pay us a visit. The Climate Gate story just continues on and on and on and on, and it's not going away, and it's getting worse, and it's looking ugly, and it's actually very entertaining, if you want my honest opinion. More of your calls next, plus an Olympic goalie from the U.S. is told he can't wear a Support Our Troops sticker on his helmet because it's a political propaganda statement. 877-876-PHIL.
I'm sure she'd want to rearrange my face.
Phil and we'll be right back.
Well, welcome back here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. The story here that I'm reading, next hour, by the way, we have Ron Tarner on ClimateGate, but the story here I'm reading about TSA apologizing for forcing a four-year-old to remove his leg braces at airport screening. This happened at an airport screening. This happened last year in March, and it happened to a four-year-old boy heading to Walt Disney World for a birthday celebration with his father and his mother. And apparently, Transportation Security Administration officials forced the child to remove his leg braces, or the parents, I guess, would have removed these leg braces during an airport security screening in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Inquirer's Daniel Rubin wrote the story initially. It occurred last March. Ryan Thomas is the child's name. Bob and Leona are the parents. And the TSA screeners insisted that Ryan take off his braces and walk through the detector unaccompanied. Rubin writes the TSA, in its apology, said Ryan should have been taken into a private area and swabbed. You know, I wanted to just say this because I am not going to be one of these people that says, well, that's ridiculous. Why can't they? Because let me tell you what. I don't know. I can tell you with absolute confidence that nail clippers and razor blades need not be worried about anymore. Nail clippers and razor blades, little tiny knives, crap like that, need not be worried about anymore. Those weapons that were used by the hijackers on September the 11th, 2001, those weapons would be useless against the modern air traveler. Today's air traveler is an individual who pretty much knows what the game is if somebody tries to hijack a plane. It isn't like the old days where they're going to go back to the airport and land and have their demands met. It's pretty much in the mind of any air traveler that if they're hijacked, it's a suicide mission, and so everybody, you know, is in sort of combat mode. I mean, I know that's the way I'd be thinking. I don't know about anybody else. And so, razor blades and nail clippers, that's really not going to do much of anything. Flight attendants. All right, let's talk about flight attendants. Flight attendants need to be on guard. Well, you know as well as I do now, they no longer allow people to stand at the can up there near the galley. You got to stay away from them. You got to stand back. But I still say that the aforementioned state of mind applies. Even if someone were to grab a flight attendant and kill her, I don't know that the modern air traveler is going to let much more than that happen, and that is because we've been educated as to what the modern hijacking most likely will be. It's a suicide mission, so we, as human beings, we sort of will react much differently. So I'm pretty sure that the razor blade and the nail clipper, and you could probably imagine a few other things, whatever. Now, the lighters and blowing your underwear up and your shoes, this is a whole new ball game. So, yeah, these things are important. And whatever a little boy is going, possibly smuggling in his braces, who knows? I don't know that you have to force that child, after you take the braces off and inspect them, force the child to walk through unaided. I don't know what that is. I imagine it has a lot to do with the fact that we haven't had time, or things are not perfect, the TSA isn't trained, blah, 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 blah. This is a whole new world. We don't know exactly how it is we want to implement things. We're not sure where the threat comes from. We want everything to be like it was, and it isn't. People make fun of the fact that the world is not changed at all. It's just the way that we think. You know, I mean, the world, they didn't make fun of the fact every time we said the world is different after 9/11. Oh, yeah, sure it is. You know, it's the same world. Is it really the same world? Well, you tell me how the hell it is we're supposed to keep an aircraft secure. But let me just say this. I'll bet you anything that Osama bin Laden, wherever he is, gets weekly updates with photographs. For Osama bin Laden to feel great, just to feel good, just to feel like he'll make it another day. If everything else is going lousy, all he has to do is look at a photograph of a typical security screening area at any American airport, and I'll bet you he's on top of the world. Look what he's done. Standing around like a bunch of jackasses, taking our shoes off, taking our pants off, going through the thing once, going through the thing twice, going back, stop, look, go through, If our national security people have these steps that they kept talking about, remember they kept saying The underwear bomber could have been caught. The priorities, there were a lot of missed cues, this, that. Well, if that's the if that is in fact the case, tell me what those missed cues were and tell me if they had anything whatsoever to do with the screening at airports. Because if he didn't, and if if the underwear boy could have been caught and most likely would have been caught more effectively some other way, then I'd like to know what those are, and maybe we can dispense with some of this other stuff. But I'll tell you, for Osama bin Laden to put a smile on his face and a spring in his step and to see the sun come out tomorrow, bet your bottom dollar, all he has to do is take a look at a photograph of a security screening area of any American airport and look at all of us standing around holding our shoes. Ha! All right. Dr. Ron Turner joins us next, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.